This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're spending this hour talking about healthcare. October 1st is when health exchanges will open. People who don't have insurance can shop around for plans. But here's the thing, and this affects everyone, those with private insurance, those with work plans. You might know how much your deductible is, but actual treatment can range, even in the same zip code. Unlike just about every other thing we spend money on, healthcare doesn't come with an upfront price tag. Elizabeth Rosenthal is a New York Times reporter and a doctor. She's spending a year investigating the cost of medical procedures in a series called Paying Till It Hurts. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You started this series by writing about colonoscopies. What did you learn about the average price for that procedure, but then also what a patient can do to get a sense of what they should be paying?
The average price is all over the place, is what I learned. That you know, within a given city and often within a given zip code, the price of a good colonoscopy can vary from $1,000 to $15,000, literally that much. And so what patients can do is they can ask beforehand what the price will be because this is an elective procedure. The second thing I would recommend everyone do is ask about whether anesthesiology is included in that. What I saw from a number of patient bills was the big, big charge was not actually for the colonoscopy, but for the anesthesiologist who put you under. The other thing I would warn people is we like to say under the Affordable Care Act, these kind of screening procedures are going to be free to patients. But if anything is found during that procedure, like if there's a little polyp to take off, then it becomes not a screening procedure and you can be open to getting those bills. So I wouldn't just say, it's covered. It's not going to, you know, the price isn't going to matter to me because it could well come back to matter.
This is also about how Americans are billed for their health care. It's not like we pay one price. Explain the pricing structure a little bit.
In this country, we pay a la carte for most services. So that means you have three ultrasounds. You pay for three ultrasounds. You also pay for the radiologist to read the ultrasounds often. And so when you order that way, things really, really add up.
That's what's known in the medical business as fee for service. You pay a fee for each thing that happens. Do you think that's what's behind just the really skyrocketing costs of healthcare?
There are plenty of other countries that do fee for service, but they don't consider everything a service. So we define the doctor and the operating room and the blood pressure cuff and the blanket and the Tylenol each as a separate service, and we pay separately for that often. And that's what's really gotten out of control.
Yeah, I was in the hospital last year, and I noticed that the price for what was my Tylenol was like $1.75 per pill. And I was thinking that seems really excessive.
It's very unfair to consumers because you don't have a choice. If you knew that Tylenol was going to cost you $1.75, you would probably have your relative go out and buy one for, you know, 10 cents.
Yeah.
But you never have that choice in a hospital. You're just given things and then your insurer is expected to pay.
I'm going to ask you to predict the future a little bit. The healthcare exchanges under the Affordable Care Act open in October. What are you going to be watching for when that happens?
I think the first thing to watch for when these new policies are open to consumers is what do they cover and how well do they cover? What we're seeing more and more is that insurance policies are not very soup to nuts. They carve out a lot of different things. So if an insurance policy says, I cover maternity care or I cover a hip replacement, you want to know what does that mean? If it says I cover a hip replacement, will it cover rehab? The other thing I would add is that the Affordable Care Act, while it's really good at getting insurance for the millions of people who don't have it now, doesn't directly deal with this pricing issue. So I think it's still incumbent upon patients to ask and to ask again and again and to go online. There are a lot of services now that will tell you what different providers in your area charge for a service. You can comparison shop. Now, that's obviously not going to work if you need your appendix out, but a lot of medical care like colonoscopy is elective. One of the ways that prices will come down is if people do become more price aware and price sensitive.
Elizabeth Rosenthal is an MD who reports for the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.